Chapter 6, The Seven Deadly Sins. Tim Bradley took a drink of the hot cocoa he'd mixed over the hearth fire at the Heart and Soul Tavern. "So, what now, Simon?" he said, leaning back into the chair, feeling much better here in the soft shadows of this comfortable inn. The chubby red-nosed innkeeper, a fellow by the name of Penderson, had treated them to a filling meal of cheese, bread, and fruit. He'd also packed a nice backpack for Simon as well. Doubtless they would get hungry during their quest. And even Tim had to admit he couldn't live on chocolate alone. "Now, we rest," said Simon, munching on an apple. "We rest, and we wait until nightfall." Tim spluttered on his milk. "What? Wait until nightfall? I mean, isn't it dark enough? Can't we start, like, tomorrow morning when that joke of a sun comes back out?" Simon shook his head. "First, we need rest. But not that much rest. Second, we need energy. Have a chocolate bar." "No, not that sort of energy, Timothy. Magical energy. For you see, at night, wraith ghouls emerge from their damp holes." He held up his thorn whip. "Linda has told me that if I dispatch them with this whip into the dimension from which they came, they will leave behind the energy that animates them, and I, and you, will be able to absorb that energy."
"Ghouls, huh?" Tim shuddered.
"So then, what's next after that?"
"You simply follow me.
I have been given some clues as to the locations of the body parts of Dracula. However, we must attain other magical items to aid us on our quest, along with the assistance from the townspeople, priests, and others. However, we must be very careful, for the power of Dracula is such that these people may tell us lies. Somehow, we must verify their truth or untruth. Perhaps we might find a magical tool to allow us to do so."
"We bump around in the dark asking directions?" Tim asked, a distinct uneasiness inside of him.
"If you like, we may leave now and take what we can of the light. However, in order to get the dimensional energy we need, we shall have to hunt for monsters in the outlying woods beyond."
"Never mind," said Tim. "I guess I'll take my chances tonight."
He tried to cheer up. "Hey, should we bring diamonds?"
"Diamonds? Why diamonds?"
"Because don't they say diamonds are a ghoul's best friend?" Simon Belmont looked at Tim as though he were from another planet. Which he was, of course. Well, another dimension, anyway. Tim could see that Simon was the deadly serious type who didn't get jokes. It didn't matter. The dude was big, and the dude was brave, and he meant well.
"Gee," said Tim, laughing. "At least Dracula gets my jokes. He doesn't like them much, but he gets them."
Simon shrugged and proceeded with his instructions. "What you witnessed back on the street was my worst attack yet. Dracula is attempting to control me. However, usually he works in the traditional ways, like temptation. You see, we all have dark sides, Timothy Bradley. We are all mixtures of good and evil. Yes, even I, Simon Belmont, hero of Castlevania. It is through this avenue, this dark side, that the spirit of Dracula generally sneaks up on me. This is one of the reasons I need you to help me fight him off. Not only in the manner you used before, but by pointing out to me the telltale signs of my behavior."
"You mean, like if you start kicking old ladies?"
Simon's eyebrows knitted in bafflement, but then understanding dawned on him.
"Ah, yes, I see. No, I do not normally kick old ladies. This would be a sin. In fact, if I began to show signs of committing any of the seven deadly sins, warn me."
"The seven deadly sins? Let me see, what are those? Gluttony, that's one." Tim took a big mouthful of his cheese sandwich and then dug into his sack for a chocolate bar.
"Lethargy," Tim yawned. "You know, I could use a little sleep."
"Beware, Timothy Bradley. Count Dracula could well be tempting you."
Tim blinked, but then he waved off the notion.
"What? 'Cause I'm hungry and a little tired?"
Simon nodded. "Perhaps you are right. In any event, the other deadly sins are deceit, jealousy, lust, anger, and blasphemy. If you see any of them creeping into my actions or words, you should
hit you over the head with a sledgehammer?
No, that would hurt me too much."
"Hey, it's a joke. Don't you Castlevanians have jokes?"
"Of course we do, Timothy. We're not zombies."
Simon cleared his throat. "How many vampires does it take to light a lantern?"
"Hey, wow, great. A joke. Kind of a light bulb joke. I give up. What's the answer?"
Simon Belmont scratched his head.
"I seem to have forgotten it."
"No matter. Not important.
What is important, vitally important, is our mission."
"Wow," thought Tim.
Vampires, ghouls, monsters, the seven deadly sins, a quest, danger lurking at every mildewed corner. This was not going to be your average Tim Bradley night of chocolate, popcorn, video games, chocolate, comic books, and more chocolate. This is going to be one righteous adventure.